Chapter 3. A light wind ruffled the waters of Leman Sea. Its blue expanse curved away to the southwest under a warm autumn sun. The Iron Shield watched his exterminati shamans prepare two riverboats for lake travel. He sat astride his horse, a sorrel with a white blaze on its nose. The animal, along with a silver-engraved saddle and harness, was a gift from the High Priestess. No doubt the fine steed would convey to the Genevans an aura of genteel prosperity. That was exactly the impression he wanted to give. The Iron Shield couldn't get the High Priestess out of his mind. The woman had attached herself to his consciousness like a leech, burrowing in, sucking his blood, making him itch. He could picture her raven hair cascading down the sides of her white-painted face. He could imagine her swelling curves beneath her gauzy robe. Every time she spoke, her black lips offered an invitation. Every time she moved, her lithe body made her invitations irresistible. Yet she never delivered on her promises. Despite her overwhelming sensuality, the High Priestess gave commands, not favors. Obedience was the Dark Queen's only aphrodisiac, and the Iron Shield found himself willing to offer it in full. He wasn't exactly sure why. Over the years he had used many women, of course, yet this one was different. She was dominant, alluring, unattainable. The Iron Shield considered the High Priestess worthy of respect. In fact, her direct access to the powerful god Astrabril made her worthy of fear, the highest compliment the Iron Shield could pay. He longed to provide the priestess with what she desired most: brimstone, saltstone, iron, and death.
"You shall have it all, my queen."
A shaman interrupted the Iron Shield's thoughts.
"Master, should I lead your mount aboard?"
The Iron Shield shook his head, preferring to do it himself. He dismounted and walked his horse up a ramp onto one of the boats. They were clinker-built vessels of the type called a longship. Each had space for 16 rowers. With their shallow drafts, they could maneuver easily on rivers and even be portaged, yet they were stable enough for travel on an open lake like Leman Sea. It would take several hours to sail from the wilderness reaches of the lake to the bustling port of Genève at the far western end.